Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Taiwan, legislature bans transplant tourism. 4,000 plaintiffs in China sue former dictator Jiang Zemin. Book reading in Kassel, Germany exposes an outrage harvesting organs from living people. A touching moment of quietness. Weekend signature drives in Portugal gather goodwill to end the persecution in China. And architect who was persecuted for practicing Falun Gong sues Jiang Zemin. Now for the stories.
Taiwan. Legislature bans transplant tourism. Taiwan has officially banned transplant tourism. Legislators amended Taiwan's Human Organ Transplant Act on June 12, 2015, forbidding illegal organ sales. The act further stipulates that patients who get organ transplants overseas must provide legal proof of the source of the organs in order to be eligible for medical care in Taiwan. Organs harvested from prisoners of conscience. Ms. Teresa Chu, spokesperson for the Falun Gong Human Rights Legal Team, said that by imposing criminal penalties on organ trade, the Taiwanese are prohibited from going to China for organ transplants. In China, organs are mostly harvested from living prisoners of conscience, mostly Falun Gong practitioners who are persecuted in China. The act also prevents the Taiwanese from receiving organs from unknown sources and ensures that the transplant is medically safe. Ms. Chu commended the amendment. She said that it prevents people from becoming accomplices in the forced organ harvesting trade by going to China for an organ. Despite this resolution, Falun Gong practitioners in China still face the danger of having their organs harvested. They are the largest source in the Chinese regime's organ pool, said Ms. Chu. Taiwan legislation. Taiwan's legislative yuan passed the amendment to the Human Organ Transplantation Act after its third reading. The act targets the trading of organs from unknown sources and prevents it from taking place by amending the law. It stipulates that organs must be provided or received without any form of compensation, free of charge. If those who purchase transplant organs overseas are found guilty of receiving an illicit organ, the maximum sentence is 5 years, plus Taiwan levies a fine of no more than approximately $49,000 on the accused. Additionally, doctors involved in illegal organ transplants could lose their license. One legislator said, "Those who harvest organs from living people and sell them for profit are committing a crime against humanity according to international criminal law." The act clearly forbids organ trafficking, sales, and transplant tourism and stipulates penalties. It also bans the use of organs from death row prisoners. Taiwan's organ transplant regulations have reached international standards, said the Taiwanese legislative member from the Democratic Progressive Party and sponsor of the resolution.
Plaintiffs in China sue former dictator Jiang Zemin. Within the 2 weeks between the end of May and June 11, 2015, 3,987 plaintiffs have filed criminal complaints in China's highest courts against Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, who imposed his personal will on state organs to launch the persecution of Falun Gong in July 1999. These plaintiffs include Falun Gong practitioners in China, their family members, and practitioners outside of China. Chinese law allows for citizens to be plaintiffs in criminal cases. Many Falun Gong practitioners are now exercising their legal right to hold Jiang accountable for the persecution after a new policy came into effect on May 1, 2015, in which the Supreme People's Court claimed that it will guarantee the registration and processing of all complaints. The Minghui website has received 3,245 copies of criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin. They come from 25 provinces and autonomous regions and all four of the directly governed municipalities, Beijing, Tianjin, Shanghai, and Chongqing. Some Chinese practitioners in the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia have also brought their cases against Jiang to the Supreme People's Procuratorate. The plaintiffs are from a variety of professions, including judges, government employees, soldiers, police officers, professors, artists, engineers, doctors, workers, and farmers. Countless families have been torn apart by the persecution. Gai Chiu-Chin from Fushun, Liaoning Province, and her husband, Liu Guanglin, were illegally sentenced to 13 and 8 years, respectively, for practicing Falun Gong. Mr. Liu was tortured to death in Panjin Prison. Ms. Gai was also tortured in Liaoning Women's Prison and lost almost all of her ability to work. As the tide of Falun Gong practitioners across China seeking redress through China's legal system continues to grow, authorities still participating in the persecution have attempted to strike back. Police in a city in Gansu province arrested 5 Falun Gong practitioners at a post office on May 30, 2015, while they were mailing their complaints. Police in Sichuan province arrested practitioners at a local post office on June 4, 2015. On June 13th, police officers in Jiangsu province arrested a few practitioners at their homes. These practitioners had reportedly filed lawsuits against Jiang. The police also ransacked their homes. Despite the setbacks and interference, the number of cases in the above locales are increasing.
Book reading in Kassel, Germany exposes an outrage. Harvesting organs from living people. Patrons in a bookstore in Kassel, Germany, had a hard time digesting what they were hearing. Living prisoners of conscience in China were having their organs harvested to fuel China's booming transplant trade. The bookstore was holding a reading of The Slaughter, the latest book by American China expert, author, and investigative journalist Ethan Gutman. The story concerns the murder of prisoners of conscience whose organs are harvested in China's labor camps and transplant clinics. The book has recently been translated and published in German. The guests were visibly shaken by the content of the book, which documents the history of the Chinese regime's organ harvesting crimes. "It is not so easy to open oneself up to such a difficult issue," said a visitor, a biologist, who receives event newsletters from the bookstore. As the book's translator, Florian Godowitz, related, the organ harvesting atrocities began with the Uyghurs in the 1990s. Later, besides from Tibetans, Uyghurs, and house Christians, the majority of the organs came from Falun Gong practitioners, the target of China's most brutal and systematic persecution. State-controlled media makes the sweeping persecution possible. Mr. Godowitz said that such a comprehensive persecution was possible only because every media outlet in the country defamed this group. In China, people were bombarded with Falun Gong is bad on every radio broadcast and every TV program, just like the defamation and subsequent persecution of the Jews in the Third Reich. Soon after, the government conducted massive book burnings. The news of this spread around the world. Godowitz, a journalist who has been a longtime employee of the Austrian press agency, asked his listeners, "Think about it. At the time of the Third Reich, if you had heard propaganda from the state-run news agency of East Germany, would you have taken it seriously?" A middle-aged woman asked, "But why persecute this Qigong practice? There are so many types of Qigong in China." Godowitz said that it was likely the Chinese leadership greed for power and fear of such a strong movement which was being practiced by more than 70 million people in the late 1990s. The woman with the question had been given a flyer about the organ harvesting many years ago, but had not heard anything more about it. "I had to push myself to come this evening, but finally I wanted to know more," she explained. The biologist commented, "I knew about it back when West German pharmaceutical companies were conducting medical tests on prisoners in East Germany. That really shocked me. But this here is one size larger. It has such an enormity. So many people are available in concentration camps." Godovitz concluded the reading with a chapter about the connection between the popular plastinated bodies exhibitions and the persecution of Falun Gong, which has resulted in the deaths and disappearances of tens of thousands of practitioners. That evening, some of the attendees asked the two Chinese women present whether the people in China knew about what was going on in their country. One of them was a Chinese graduate student from the university in Kassel. She said that most of the people in China either believe the claims of the party and others don't dare to freely express their own opinions. She herself was very glad to learn about the organ harvesting that night. She added that she would like to translate the book into Chinese, as she feels that the Chinese people definitely need a different view from the one presented by the regime.
A touching moment of quietness. I passed by Chinatown during my business trip to Chicago earlier this month, where I suddenly heard Falun Gong exercise music. I turned to the direction of the music and saw a few older Falun Gong practitioners doing the exercises quietly, despite drizzling rain. I was very touched by their calmness and persistence. The scene of their group exercise reminded me of the large-scale Falun Gong events in Chicago years ago. Shortly after the Chinese Communist Party launched the persecution of Falun Gong in China, Falun Gong practitioners in the United States held several anti-persecution activities on the square in Chicago's Chinatown. More than 800 practitioners from throughout North America held a two-day experience-sharing conference in Chicago in June 2001. A large-scale group exercise, press conference, parade in downtown and Chinatown, and a petition at the Chinese consulate were held on June 23, 2001. About 300 Falun Gong practitioners participated in the morning group exercises. The parade procession started from the busiest street, Wentworth, around noon and proceeded through all of Chinatown. A police motorcade headed the parade. Many people came out of stores, watched the parade, and got Falun Gong introductory materials. Chinatown was filled with powerful and righteous energy. 14 years have passed, and the group exercise site in Chicago's Chinatown is still active. The elderly practitioners were doing their exercises in a confident and stately manner. Hidden behind the seemingly slow and ordinary movements was extraordinary tenacity, the exact spirit that made Falun Gong stand firmly despite the brutal persecution. One young practitioner was distributing Falun Gong flyers and talking to passers-by, telling them the facts about Falun Gong. He told me that he had a full-time job, but had been coming to help in Chinatown every weekend for the past 3 years.
Weekend signature drives in Portugal gather goodwill to end the persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners held weekend signature drives in Coimbra, Porto, and Lisbon in the months of May and June. Many people signed the petitions to call for an end of the persecution of Falun Gong in China, in particular crimes of killing Falun Gong practitioners of conscience for their organs. Falun Gong practitioners attended an expo in Coimbra in central Portugal on May 16th. They demonstrated Falun Gong exercises and informed visitors about the persecution taking place in China. Many learned the exercises and signed the petition calling on the Chinese government to end the persecution. Practitioners also participated in a book fair at Eduardo VII Park in Lisbon, capital of Portugal, on May 31st. A retired official from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs signed the petition with tears in his eyes. He asked many questions about forced organ harvesting in China. Another man, after lending his signature, patted a Falun Gong practitioner on the shoulder and said, "I support you." The Chinese wholesale market in Porto saw practitioners again on June 6th. Local practitioners have regularly visited this place in the northern Portuguese city. Many Chinese businessmen have renounced their memberships in Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations. Practitioners also went to the pedestrian zone in Porto City Center on June 6th. Locals and tourists alike paused to read the display boards to learn about the persecution in China and signed the petitions to express their support. A similar event was held on June 7th in front of the Belém National Palace official residence of the Portuguese president.
architect who is persecuted for practicing Falun Gong, sues Jiang Zemin. Ms. Dong Jingya, an architect from Shenyang, Liaoning Province, is one of the hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners who exercise their right to file lawsuits against Jiang Zemin, the former head of the Chinese Communist Party. Ms. Dong, 43, submitted a criminal complaint via express mail to the Supreme People's Procuratorate and the Supreme People's Court on May 28, 2015. In the complaint, she charged Jiang with causing the persecution she experienced, which included arrest, torture, shocking with electric batons, and force-feeding, among other types of persecution. Kind person persecuted. Ms. Dong was arrested in March 2005 and imprisoned at Masanjia forced labor camp for 3 years for taking care of Ms. Gao Rongrong, a friend of hers, who was tortured in a labor camp. For refusing to give up Falun Gong, she had to leave her home to avoid being persecuted after 1999. She was tortured at Masanjia, including being handcuffed to heating pipes, force-fed, and injected with nerve-damaging drugs. When she was on the verge of death, Masanjia released her on medical parole. Ms. Dong is a top national architect. She started practicing Falun Gong in May 1998 and lived by the Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She was well known for being kind, sincere, and an outstanding employee. Background. In 1999, Jiang Zemin, as head of the Chinese Communist Party, overrode other Politburo Standing Committee members and launched the violent suppression of Falun Gong. The persecution has led to the deaths of many Falun Gong practitioners during the past 16 years. More have been tortured for their belief and even killed for their organs. Jiang Zemin is directly responsible for the inception and continuation of the brutal persecution. Under his personal direction, the Chinese Communist Party established an extra-legal security organ, the 610 Office, on June 10, 1999. The organization overrides police forces and the judicial system in carrying out Jiang's directive regarding Falun Gong to ruin their reputations, cut off their financial resources, and destroy them physically. Chinese law allows for citizens to be plaintiffs in criminal cases, and many practitioners are now exercising that right to file criminal complaints against the former dictator. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.